Well, part and parcel of the month of May, of course, are the Alley Cats. They're poised right outside of Gasoline Alley. Greg Stevenson is out here as part of the group, and guys, we're just delighted to have some sunny weather.
Well, it's about time. It's been a terrible month of May so far.
How long have you been out here greeting all the people who come and go to Gasoline Alley?
Years-wise or just this month?
Yeah.
This will be our 26th year out here.
26 years, and have you been here the whole time?
Yes, we have. All of us have.
It's a lot of fun. Obviously, you're part of the color and pageantry here. Just saw you talk with Ron Helminger, and over the years, you developed some pretty good relationships with the drivers and teams, obviously.
Oh, for sure. You know, Ron was by. We've got Alley Cat stickers, and actually, he's going to put that sticker on the nose of the car today. And if you go into the airport, the 91 car of Buddy Lazier, it's in the airport, and lo and behold, the Alley Cat sticker's on the nose of that. Pretty neat.
When did you first come to the Speedway?
My first year was 1968 when Bobby Unser won. Rizlo number 3.
Absolutely. It's a pretty car. You know, they finally got these darn steel barriers, and I remember one day that Mary George got your old standard wood barriers back.
Yeah, that's kind of what got us started. They upgraded the facilities, and they gave us this bicycle rack, so to speak, and took our barricade away, and we went to Mary, and lo and behold, we had it back within 2 hours. So Kurt Cavan, the Indianapolis Star, did a little report about it, and that's kind of how the Alley Cat name came in effect.
I tell you, you're always good. You got some good comments for people going by. It's provocative but fun, the banter you engage with people.
Oh, yeah. You know, we love them all. There's no one guy that we dislike. There's times, for instance, Paul Tracy came by, and he had his hair dyed blonde, and I asked him if his sponsor was hair color for men, and that didn't go over too well. But, you know, it's all in good fun, really. We love them all, you know. So.
But you expect him to be able to take a good job.
Oh, yeah. You got to come out here and be able to take a little ribbon from the fans, you know. So, as well as the good, you got to take a little bad deal once in a while. So.
Is there any driver in particular, or a couple of drivers, that over the years that has developed a really close relationship with your group?
Oh, absolutely. Buddy Lazier, for one, is very special to us. Of course, Ron Hemmelgarn, Ron, Al Unser Jr., who else, Shane? You got any other than Montoya? Juan Montoya, that was really neat. Of course, we do what we call capfuls later on in the day, a capful of whiskey. We have to be doing one as Juan Montoya walked by with his father, Pablo, and Pablo took the cap with us.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. Had a capful, and when Juan qualified that year, at the time he was on the pole, and his comments immediately into the car, when they stuck the microphone in the car, he said the fans were great out here, especially those they call Alley Cats. we've developed a lot of good relationships with drivers out here.
I tell you, we were all disappointed with the rain, and it takes away a lot of the fun because I'm sure you're like me. This is Christmas for us coming out here during the month of May.
Oh, it is. You know, we take off the whole month, and then when you get weather like this, it puts a damper on it. But, you know, some of our best times, believe it or not, have been during rain delays or things like that. The drivers loosen up a little bit, and they come by and have a little fun with us. So, you know, it can turn out to be a pretty good day, even though it does rain for some of us.
It's interesting in terms of what Mary did, but I suspect Tony and all the Holman George family feel like you're a part of this whole experience for fans.
Yeah, I think they do too. They've done an awful lot of good things for us. We come in here the night before the race. We're actually in here Saturday night with the lockdown of the track. We get investigated by the FBI and so on. We go up to Mary Sweet for lunch pretty much every day. She sends Sweet tickets down. We've been to Phoenix and to dinner with the Holman George family, and they've been great to us.
There are a lot of traditions in Indianapolis, and you're one of them as you wave hi to Elio Castroneves. Thanks for all your work out here. It's a lot of fun to come by and hear your comments.
Well, we appreciate you coming by, too. Thanks for having us.
Alley Cats are part of the month of May. Come by and see them when you're in Indianapolis.